Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Achy performance last night. 92.5 WBEE, Billy Ray Cyrus. Oh, just give it a listen. What happened here?
I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to
ride till I can't go.
I can't no more. Y'all can put your hands together now. I like that. If you encourage about, keep going. They told me to kill as much time as possible. So does anybody know the words to Achy Breaky Heart while I'm here? I can try. I'll try a little bit. Let's see what happens. Hey, is my guitar still on? I think they cut me.
Whew. Achy performance. What happened there?
I don't know, but that is one of the saddest things I've seen in a long time. Shame on whoever is in charge of that event at, what was it, the Liberty Ball or something like that, and let that man on stage. Because you know, and you knew, it was clear from the minute he stood on, minute he walked out on stage, you could visibly see he's not well. He's on something, suffering from something, going through something. And you put him up on that stage anyways. Because is that what you wanted? Like, are they going to get what they wanted this morning? Everybody's going to be talking about this. And no, I will never make fun of anyone who's going through something. Clearly, Billy Ray's going through another divorce. I mean, I'm not making excuses. I'm praying that he gets the help that he needs. Because clearly, he is going through a time.
You know what it sounds like he needs in his life? Dolly Parton. You know, they're all family friends.
Mm.
Dolly. I think he needs some Dolly in his life. Something's going on there.
Yeah, but I feel it makes me upset that they, those in their right mind, intentionally put this man up on display like a circus clown. You know what I mean? And so, I don't know. I just feel like we need to do better. They really should have not allowed him to take the stage. That's my two cents for whatever it's worth.
It's valid. He just didn't seem like he was ready to go there.
No, and he needs help.
Yeah.
Clearly. I mean, and he's been slowly progressing as you've been seeing public appearances. He doesn't look well. He doesn't act well. So we're all just going to put him out on display and watch him implode.
We hope this brings him help. Whatever he may need. We don't know. We don't want to assume. But being from Colorado with the altitude, a lot of performers went there, would drink like they usually do, and they'd be thrown off. I've seen a lot of mumbling during performances. Or they get there and they're experimenting with something else, and it hits them. Because you're like, oh, I'm going to chew on this, I'm going to drink this, and then disaster. Right. So we don't know. We'll see what comes out.
But this
out.
Was like a live, televised, inaugural event. This was a different level. This wasn't like, I don't know, a Friday night in a field somewhere. Like, this was, somebody should have made the call. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Hey, this ain't going to work. What's our backup plan?
Yeah.
Always need a backup plan. So
I just hope he gets the help.
Yes. I'm telling you, I think he needs some Dolly in his life. Boys screaming and shouting with the Bills in their victory, 92.5 WBEE. You, on the other hand, decide to go see a comedy show during the game. Who'd you go see?
Oh, I went to see Jordan Jensen. Everyone in my group, whenever there was a pause and people were laughing, they were like quickly whipping out their phones to see what the score was. So everyone was staying up to date with the Bills game during the performance. But yeah, Jordan Jensen performed out in Syracuse. I didn't realize she was going to be recording her Netflix special. I always wondered, do people know ahead of time when they're going to see those shows? But she just announced it when we were starting the show.
I think when you go to a comedian or even a concert, or anything, you got to look your best because there's cameras everywhere now. And you never know when you're going to show up on a Netflix special or something. A buddy of mine, I don't even think he knows. I'm watching ESPN, and it's a highlight for a hockey coming up in Vegas. And I see my buddy high-fiving in the stands. It's him. Like, they just caught a panning of the stand. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, my buddy Rob. Does he even know he's on ESPN? Yeah, exactly. So you got to look your best whenever you're going to a show.
Is she one of those comedians that, like, talks to the audience and interacts with them? That would be my biggest nightmare, as I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I'm the butt of whoever's on stage, their joke, everything I'm wearing, what I look like, right?
Not a ton. There were a lot of people trying to be involved in the show, and she like had to just ignore them. She was talking about how everyone like okay. feels like on the internet that they have to be put into a box, and someone yelled from the back, "You don't need to." And the comedian's like, wow, this is the most insightful thing I've ever heard. Like, what if I just mic dropped and took off the stage? Like, wow, like my life has forever changed because you told me I don't have to, right. I can be whatever I want to be.
I can see you taking it so long and then you bark back.
Yeah.
And when the comedian looks at you, go, that was sarcasm. Why aren't you laughing? Yeah. That's what I can see you doing on a show.
Sarcasm.
So, you also said there was an issue with youngins at a raunchy show, huh?
I could not believe how many kids were there. Like, and you know, some people, it's like, oh, is it family friendly online? No, like her stuff, like I knew it was going to be raunchy when I got there. So there's like 10 kids, toddlers to like 10 years old. I'm like, I don't know if like the babysitter canceled or what, but I couldn't believe that they were in the venue that they were allowed in. And then during the show, there was a one-year-old in front of me, and she's trying to get me to play with her. She's like standing on the back of the chair. Her mom's paying attention to the show, and I'm just like trying to, like, I don't want to ignore the baby, but I also paid money to see this comedian.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I would have tapped on a mom's shoulders like, I'm missing the jokes here. Like, what?
Like, she's not a little, like, it's pretty much, yeah, X-rated coming out of her mouth. I can't believe that was that allowed comedian, either. Yeah.
So then we're sitting right in front of where the camera is, and they're back and forth passing this baby around, standing up. The one woman fell on top of my friend as she's like trying to go back and forth, catch this baby as it's running back and forth across people. I'm like, I hope they're still able to air the Netflix special because they kept standing in front of the camera.
Now I really want to watch it when it comes out to see what they left in there or edited out. There's bodies flying around, babies being tossed. What's going on? 92.5 WBE, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bo, producer Hope, and TJ feels like she's being stereotyped. You're being a golden girl. You're put in a box. What is that all about? What is going on?
Y'all, I went and tried on Mother of the Bride dresses.
Uh-huh.
And I have never felt so old. I feel like many, many of them are specifically designed to make you look old. I don't know. Either that or maybe I've never tried on that kind of, maybe it's just called a sophisticated gown. Either way, it just felt like old lady-ish.
Like Golden Girls.
Like Golden Girls. I felt a little like Blanche Devereaux. And I called it a day. I was like, I can't do this. This is...
maybe it was just the store. There's got to be more contemporary...
I'm sure.
Mother of the Bride dresses for the wedding. There's got to be.
But I mean, even looking online, I'm like, that's a lot of lace and satin and layers and... I don't know. It just doesn't seem very youthful to me.
Well, then I was helping my friend look for Mother of the Bride dresses for her wedding. So I'm typing them in, and like the dress looks like it should go on someone who is a senior citizen. And then it's got like a 30-year-old model.
Right.
In this Mother of the Bride dress. And yes. It's a little trippy looking at it. It's like, wait a second. This woman would never
wear that.
Right. Like, let's, you know, make it at least even, like age appropriate model, age appropriate dress.
Is it? It sounds like, and I haven't shopped for one, but the way you're talking, it seems like they're trying to make the Mother of the Bride more conservative.
You think?
Is it okay? Like, make it a little fun, sexy Mother of the Bride, or they don't want you stealing the thunder from your daughter?
I don't even want that. I just want something that doesn't look like I'm ready to, I don't know, head to bingo night. That's all I want. That's it. And it's, you know, when you're looking online, First thing I do, I don't even look at the model, because you're right. That's exactly what they're doing. They put young models in old dresses. So you go down and you look at the real people reviews when they post pictures. That's the reality right there. That's what you're going to look like in that dress. So, yeah.
Have you tried changing it up, like black tie, gown, as opposed to like just Mother of the Bride? Because, yeah, it's like all cookie cutter. It's like in Bridgerton when every dress is the same. It's just the... You know what? I'm trying to speak on your level here. All offended. Every dress in Bridgerton is the same. They just like change out the pattern, but like the actual like shape of the dress. Yeah. It's similar. That's how I feel like Mother of the Bride. It's like they're all cookie cutter. Mm-hmm. It's like choose your brocade, choose your lace.
Right.
Here you go.
All right. Yeah. I thought you were going to do the jumpsuit. Are you thinking about it?
I was thinking about it, but my daughter's response to, so I was thinking about wearing an awesome jumpsuit. Like a pantsuit, honey. Yeah. And it got really quiet. And I was like, or not.
Or not. WB, our family of listeners are coming to your aid, TJ, about this Mother the Bride dress that you've been looking for. In fact, this one says, I have a size 10. That's beautiful. I'm willing to sell cheap and even clean it for you. I'm your age and it was not an old lady dress. You'll turn heads with this dress.
Ooh, if only I was a size 10.
Oh.
That's a little small for me.
Is it?
We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
You know.
Because you're tall.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that it?
Okay. That's it.
Because I look at you.
I have big bones, Bo.
Yeah, okay.
I'm big boned. That's correct.
I couldn't guess any dress size between the two of you. So 10, yeah. I'd be like, sure, yeah, I guess.
But yeah, sure. No. I'm bigger than that. This one goes, my mom wore a long bridesmaid's dress for both my weddings and my brother's wedding. She hated the Mother of the Bride ones because they all made her feel like she was 80. She looked beautiful in both dresses she wore. Huh. Yeah, I just got to keep looking. But to go specifically to like a bridal shop and then shop the Mother of the Bride section, those are the ones where I'm like, okay, I know I'm old, but I don't want to feel it.
Or should we send you to like a prom dress place and get something glittery and fun like that?
There's got to be a happy medium.
Okay.
There has to be something that's not sequins mermaid and then not all lace and matronly is the word I was looking for.
If you see one, please let us know. We're on a mission to find her the perfect Mother the Bride dress. And guys listening right now are like, man, tuxedo, that's a lot easier.
You guys got it made.